Blog Talk Radio.
By Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? It has been a little bit of a rough night, but we are back at it. And we have our featured artist still hanging in here with me. So, Yoshi, this is completely and totally out of character, but we're going to figure it out as we go. How about that?
It sounds like a plan.
So, I have held up everybody because this thing was kind of crazy, but we are going to get back to it. And I actually see my brother in the queue, so I think I'm going to bring him in here and let him talk with us a little bit. Hey, Paul Cram, what's going on?
What's good, man? How you doing? It's Lisa Lips. How you doing, Queen Yoshi?
Man, listen.
I'm good.
This thing is trying my nerves tonight, but we gonna make it do what it do, as Larry would say.
No doubt. We gonna make it do what it do.
I appreciate you hanging in with me. So I held everybody up in the queue because I couldn't do anything. So how about we kick it off with you, and then we'll get back to talking about the marvelous book, Unleashed, Becoming the Dragon, by Miss Yoshi here. But we're going to step out the way and let you come through and roar like a lion like we know you can. The mic is yours.
I appreciate that. I got a little. All right. This piece is called Things My Grandpa Used to Say. If you ask my grandfather for some money, he probably would have responded like this. Loan you a little something. Shit. what you did with your check, silly. And sometimes, you know, when you're mad and you're trying to explain something, he would probably look at you and say, why your face all twisted up? Must be smelling the shit you talking. But the one thing he used to say that stuck with me was that sometimes you just have to take the fucking. You see, these are words my grandpa instilled at me at an early age, teaching me the lesson that everything does not deserve a response. So in other words, sometimes you just have to let people make it. But understand that you're not doing it because you're afraid of them, but because you really should be afraid of you. My grandfather, who is now among the ancestors, was a very strong and wise man that demanded respect with each and every step that he took while he walked this earth, which leads me to another very important lesson he taught me, which was, as a man, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. And that is why during these times, the fucking, I'm just not in the mood for. You can blame it on the fact that maybe I'm too tired, or you can even blame it on the fact that I have a headache. You can blame it on any ailment that you can think of in hopes that you will have the understanding that I am not going to accept what you're trying to give me. And if you need any further clarifications, I'm basically telling you that I have become completely celibate to all of your bullshit. So the fucking, I can't take this time. I will not undress my truth and expose what you may feel is a vulnerability just for you to try to attack it with lame excuses and ill-prepared lies in a weak-ass effort to justify unjustifiable homicides committed by those who hide behind the thin blue line. I need you to know that there is absolutely no way I could be in the mood to set an atmosphere where you will feel comfortable explaining why it was okay for an alleged traffic violation to turn into a racial confrontation, resulting in another man wrapped in melanated skin to die behind a discrimination-type situation. Please, I'm begging you, don't touch me. I am not in the proper headspace to allow you to grab my wrist and try to put my hands behind my back so you can force me to submit to the bullshit you're trying to present. But the information you did transmit has a lot of facts that you did omit, like what was the reason for the stop? How did you go into an apartment and not realize that it was not your apartment? What is it about a black man that scares you so much that reaching for your service weapon is your initiation to every conversation with us? These unanswered questions and many others are the reason why I unapologetically refuse to continue to just take the fucking. As far as I'm concerned, I feel like it's your turn. So take it, just like we did. In peace.
I love that piece, man. I love it. And every time you do it, it's like I hear something new in it. But tell us what made you write that piece.
I kept seeing, like, we all know the stories that got national news, Sandra Bland and, you know, Eric Garner and, you know, George Floyd. Like, we hear about all of these, Breonna Taylor. Like, we hear about all the situation like that, and we all get mad, we all got enraged. But then after a while, you know, it's just like that fire seems to go away. Well, it happened in my hometown, and I always felt like, dang, it keeps happening, but it'll never happen here, and it happened here. And it was like, this is just too much. So this was the only way I felt like I could fight back without physically fighting back, because I know me and my attitude on that one. So this was basically my battle cry.
Okay, I can understand that. I actually recently, like Tuesday of this week, saw a story from my hometown where a friend of mine, actually, I know him very well, used to work with his mom, was in his own front yard, and the neighbors turned their dogs loose, and he got mauled by these dogs, and is in the hospital now fighting for his life. And the cop, there were three dogs, and the cop only shot the one dog that bit him. While my friend was still being mauled in the yard. Yeah. So, yeah, when it hits home, it really makes a difference.
Awful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's literally, the news stories that he was bit from head to toe. It was three, well, they were mutts. They were mixed breed dogs, but mostly pit. They were all big dogs. And the neighbor lost control of her animals and tried to get him to help her collect them. And you know that never works. If the dog is not yours, you can't collect it in a situation like that. And he got mauled from head to toe by these dogs. So, and is in the hospital fighting for his life. So now, you know, add to that list of people, my friend, Tyree, in Delaware. You know, and now, you know, he's fighting for his life. The two other dogs are in the pound. Eventually they were caught and taken to the pound. There's been nothing said about whether or not this person who owns these dogs is going to be responsible for anything. So, yeah. The more you hear it, and after a while you get insensitive to it when it's not you or someone you know, but then somebody you know, it hits different.
Exactly, it does. It is.
Yes, if you got anything you want to add to this conversation.
Nope, I'm just listening.
I thoroughly understand. Sometimes we just have to let the anger flow through the ink. Because if we do it any other way, we're adding to the problem sometimes. I appreciate you coming through to that piece, bro.
Thank you.
So what have you got happening in the Epiphany Radio Network?
The last Tuesday of the month, we'll have Smoking Word, hosted by myself. It's an open mic. You can bring what you want to bring. We're going to have great music. You know, we're going to have us a good time. But we're going to focus around mental health, especially for Black men. I've realized through my own episodes that there's really not a, in my mind, I felt like it wasn't a whole lot of safe spaces, but in reality, there really is a lot. There's a lot of resources out there. We just don't know about them. So we're going to be focusing on that for that show in particular, but bring your open mic, bring your pens. We're going to have fun in the Bourbon and Bars Lounge, but we're definitely going to get some information out there.
All right. I look forward to it. And that's the last Tuesday at 9. Here on Epiphany, at same dial-in number, 319-527-6300. Puffram, I thank you for coming through.
No doubt.
All right.
No doubt, it was an honor. I appreciate you having me.
Absolutely, man. We all brothers and sisters here on this network. This is family. Everybody enjoys everybody. So I'm going to lead you on over here. You get to crack open the first bottle tonight in the Spill Lounge, and go over there and enjoy yourself. I think we got brown liquor on the bar tonight.
No doubt.
All right, love. One love, one mic.
One love and mic.
Paul Cram bringing us some knowledge here on Epiphany Network. Now, we are here to spotlight Yoshi, Natasha Fletcher, and her great new release, Unleashed, Becoming the Dragon. So let's briefly talk about these segments here. You wrote as yourself, your given name, Natasha, in the first segment. And the three pieces that I see in this segment each spoke to me in a different way. The last piece is very, very personal and called The Journey Back. The South, even though I was kind of raised in the South. I'm a Maryland girl. We're below Mason-Dixon line. So technically we're Southern, but we're not really Southern. But my mama was from Alabama. So I was raised with that Southern drawl and her Alabama ways. So I kind of count myself as a Southern girl. And then the other piece is called BBW. And being a thick girl in a thin society, I completely understand that as well. So I'm going to let you make a choice on what you want to give us here. But I'd love to hear something about these first pieces that speak to who you were born to be.
So the way I wrote the book, or at least in my mind, how I hope that the book gets interpreted, I wanted it to feel like you're reading my journal in a way. So, like,
okay,
you're reading progression, my poetic progression and growth, in a sense. So I started out with me as myself because, you know, that's what I was born with. And so out of this section, the South is probably my favorite.
Okay.
So I'm gonna read that one.
Okay. I'm going to get out of your way, and the mic is yours.
I'm just a girl raised in the South, small town, big dream. I say yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. That's just my Southern hospitality. I grew up with streetlights were barely a thing, but if you did see one, you better be home before it came on if you wanted to keep on living. I remember places where starlight was the only light for a path at night. You gotta really be from the country to know what I mean. The South. Well, the cornbread is just as important as the greens, and the blues ain't just a music genre. It's faded embedded in our genes. No strangers to hard work, the backbone of the American dream, but we party just as hard and we ready to ride for our favorite SEC football team. Now, you can take the girl out the South, but never take the South out of me. See, I'm so deep in it, fried fish ain't just a delicacy. Slap it on a plate now, it's a fundraiser to help out the community. The South, where y'all and ain't are proper words in our dialect, and be blessed ain't always as nice as it seems. See, these lemons never tasted so good, getting squeezed after a long day of tending to your field of dreams, being the aid to your sugar, honey, iced tea, sweeter than my Southern charm. My smile is genuine, because I don't want you to think that I come with anything other than peace. Piece of pound cake, piece of pecan pie, maybe some banana pudding. But there's a reason that Southern food is so special. It's so healing, so filling. And as I travel the world searching for that soul feeling, I know that there's no place like home, because I'm just a girl raised in the South, born in a small town, chasing big dreams.
Yeah, that brings all kinds of images and memories up. 'Cause I was raised in a very small town too, and yeah, I get that being out in the dark at night and just having the starlight to follow where you're going. But you felt safe because everybody knew everybody. You know, it's not like it is today where, you know, we're in areas where being outside could be treacherous, you know, and you know, that the ease of living in the South, even though living in the South ain't always easy.
That part.
So, yeah, so what inspired you for this piece?
Random honestly, most pieces I write, it comes from a random thought or a random conversation, and then it'll be a word or a phrase, and then it just kind of spills out. This one was from a conversation about a show that was coming to be taped somewhere nearby, and but yeah, I don't remember the exact details, but yeah. And I was like, the South. Let's talk about the South. This is my version of what I feel like the South is, or my South anyway.
Well, it actually is beautiful, beautiful piece, and it has that nice, soft Southern comfort about it. And I like the line where, what was it that you said? Let me see. It wasn't bless your heart. What was it you said?
Oh, bless ain't always as nice as it seems.
Right, right. Because, yeah, that's pretty much the I'm tired of talking to you. You just be blessed and move on because I'm through with whatever it is you're talking about.
That's like you talking about beloved. You don't really mean it. You don't mean that you want to be loved.
Yeah, and I also like the line about the fried fish, because yeah, fried fish is not just a delicacy. If somebody's in trouble and needs some help, then everybody rallies around and makes some food, sell some plates.
Mm-hmm. Fish fry to raise money for the funeral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a Southern thing too. You know, if there's something going on, if somebody's passed and there's no money, if somebody's ill, if whatever's going on, you know, GoFundMe, it just became a thing online. But there was always the church meals that were the GoFundMe of its day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, this is a beautiful, beautiful piece. Now, I see a few other folks here in the queue. I see Epiphany's own, La Perla Negra. What's going on, La Perla Negra?
Hey, hey, Diva. Hey, Yoshi. Welcome. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, because I'm having technical difficulties with my headphones, and you know the sinus infection is messing with my hearing. Period. So I'll just speak a little bit louder.
Well, we appreciate you coming through, even with all that you're dealing with, and I'm not gonna try and keep you up in here forever because I know that you ain't feeling all that great. But I really do appreciate you coming through and for all the help you've been tonight, because I don't know how I would have got back in here if it hadn't been for you.
Oh, that's what we do. We help each other. We got to come through
Absolutely.
For one another. You know.
Absolutely. So what did you bring in for us tonight?
All right, give me one second. I'm trying to get back to the piece that I was going to do tonight. I think I'll do Infinite Poetic Tears.
Okay. I like the title. All right. Let me adjust the spotlight and give you this mic and get out of your way. Mic is yours.
Thank you. If you don't know what breaks my heart, you haven't seen me completely naked. Mending behind careful steps and crying lies is tired now. I'm done with trying. I'm So I'm going against the common saying that the grass is greener on the other side, and I'm going to just stay in my lane, start watering my own garden. I know it'll be lush and healthy because I'm the one who takes care and tends to it. As far as I'm concerned, when it comes to you, what I mean to another, I'm just like that book you have that you never opened. But I would write with my tears, because every atom that bonds to form each molecule is where a story can be read in a poetic form. And for each tear formed from the bonding of those trillions of molecules to make one tear, my poetry lives on. See, my heart has always been on a carousel of touch and go, and I have trillions of tears inside I haven't even begun to release. And I've known joy. I'm blessed. I have babies. But my unconditional blindfolds cause me to fear a disappointed faith in people I love the most. Because I don't know how to give samples of me when I love you. I'm just completely open because I love intentionally. The reason they never know is I'm just amazing at hiding it when they hurt me. So I don't fit the mold because I don't trade panic attacks by continuously striving to live up to society's standards and speak in accordance with what fits its pretty little narrative of how we're supposed to be. I've never known a mate's giving of a true love to me as I have given. I don't know who he is, but I try to dream him into my breath of life every day. I've never been hard to hold, but my heart stays open to love, to knowing true love. The love keeps eluding my presence because there always seems to belong to someone else already. I just want to know, when is it my turn? Where's my eternity? Because it hurts. And I die just a little bit inside without it every day. But this is why I would write with my poetry tears. Rest at peace.
I love the emotion that you always put in your pieces. We feel what you're feeling when you read your pieces.
Thank you. I would hope so. That's my intention.
So what inspired this piece?
Child, years of being hurt, being the kind of person that I am a natural giver. That's just who I am. And like I said, I don't know how to give samples or pieces of myself. But what I found out throughout the years, takers have no limits, and they really don't give a shit, even more so, how much you give to them, what you do for them. And me being able to pen this helps me to be grateful for one, and to realize that this life has not hardened my heart. I am still the same person. I still want to give. You know, I'm just a little bit more cautious nowadays about who. I have a little bit better discernment now. And that's pretty much it. Just being in the mindset of being tired of being used and taken for granted. People develop a sense of entitlement when you treat them good all the time. It's like they expect you to perhaps change one day, or they want to push it to the limit just to see how far before you snap or break. But I don't break. I might bend a little bit, be a little crooked for a little while, but I straighten up after a while, you know.
I know for my own self, I find it difficult sometimes to, I know the way people respond and the overly taking advantage of who you are because you're a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
But I find it difficult not to be just who I am in those situations. So sometimes I have to fight my own nature not to
mm-hmm.
be that person, because I just, it is who I am. It honestly is who I am. I want to be that open, giving person. But people take
mm-hmm.
so much advantage of it that it makes you have to go against your own nature.
I can understand that, and I can respect that. But you know what I do now? I just pull
mm-hmm.
away. I just pull away. Once you let me know that you are that kind of person, and you insist on continuing to bring that to me, you don't get me no more. I'm gonna stay cordial, but you shall never be able to partake in the kind of heart that I have anymore. I'm not gonna be nasty towards you, but you won't get no more of me, and that's it. And trust me, motherfucker will miss you. They miss it. Believe me. Yeah. It's like what they say, you never miss your water till your well runs dry.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. I say capacity. I am at capacity. I can't fit you in there no more. That's it.
Yeah,
you
know? I've had to learn how to pull that trigger as well, because people just, and they think that because you are always giving and always open, that you're never going to run out. But
mm-hmm.
my well goes dry just like everybody else's from time to time.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
No, I refuse to let my well go dry for anybody else now. I just refuse
mm-hmm.
to let it pour out. It's always something there.
There you go.
It's people, you know.
There you go. What she said.
Well, look,
LaPearl
Nigger, what you got going on the network?
Well, I think, okay, so I'm going to start this way. You can catch me every Wednesday night at 9 here on Epiphany, co-hosting with my sexy, sultry-voiced diva, Mrs. VIP, in Divas Talk. Now, we got, I don't know, we just trying to figure out something. But if not, you still won't come through, because it'll be an open mic waiting for you every single time. Okay? And you can also catch me on Monday nights co-hosting with Sergio Atterbury, a.k.a. King Atterbury in King and Queen's Quarters. And that is Bring What You Like as well. All right? Back to you, Diva.
All right. Well, thank you for coming through. I know you've been going through this week and not feeling great, so I appreciate you hanging in with me tonight and bringing us that beautiful poetry and brightening up our spot.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate y'all, too. I'm trying to hang around a little bit longer.
I appreciate it. Paul Krebs over there in the lounge, so I don't know what he's pouring. But you can go and hang out with him for a little bit. If he's pouring something strong enough, you might forget you're sick.
Hey, look, it might cure what ails me. Who knows? I ain't had a drink in a minute, so I almost lied. I ain't skipping nowhere, but I'll scurry over there.
All right. Well, you enjoy your time over there in the lounge, and one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man, listen, this poetry is kicking. It's about that time for an idea. Let's do a short one, and then we'll get back to what we're doing here.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
I just took my socks off.
Take them off.
At Epiphany Radio.
Baby. This is Epiphany Radio, and you're listening to The Inkwell, where we want to know what it is that moves your pen. This is the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? And if you want to get yourself some beautiful pieces of jewelry, then you can look us up on Amazon. You can look us up on Facebook. It's Raw Links on all platforms. And if you have trouble finding it, then get in touch with one of us here, because all of us have our Raw Links. We wouldn't be caught without it. All right, so Yoshi, we're going to take a look at this next segment here of your book. Now, I have grown accustomed to calling you Yoshi, and I know that there has to be a story behind that name, but your second section of the book is talking about Yoshi and her persona being able to give you comfort with coming onto the stages. So tell us a little bit about that, and then we'll get into some of the poetry.
So I got the name from my husband back technically before we started dating. But I got the name from him, and it stuck, and I use it as my stage name because it gives me a chance to not be me, but still be me. Being on stage, saying my words is weird and different. I've been on stages before. I used to do Maya Angelou pieces for Black History programs, but again, that wasn't me. That was me doing my interpretation of her. So it's not the same as me doing my own pieces.
Okay. All right, so I'm curious, does he refer to you as Yoshi most of the time? Or
it depends on if I'm in trouble or not.
Yeah, I understand that too, man, because we all have something different that we say when we mad at our significant other than we do when we're just talking to them on a normal basis. All right, so I think what I want to do is I'm going to give you a break, and I'm going to jump onto this open mic and get another open micer in here, and then we'll come back with your second piece. So the next mic I see is Gina Storm, and I'm sure she's going to come through in the storm because it's pouring down rain in here. Hey, Gina, what's happening?
Hey, Lisa. Hi, Natasha. I live outside Chicago. It's raining here, too.
Yeah, it started pouring here before dark, and it's just been pouring down ever since.
Yeah, it's been raining here all day off and on.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I normally am, but for whatever reason, this end of winter into spring here in Alabama, it has rained pretty much every other day for hours at a time. And at this point,
girl,
I'm
in Illinois. I take rain over snow any day.
True. I shouldn't complain, but yeah,
no, ma'am.
We have gotten a ton of rain, and by way of the rain has awakened every salamander. So now I gotta watch for them before I open my door, or I'll have a house full of them.
look! Every time I go down south, I used to tell my mom and them. I was like, "Wait a minute, what is that? Lizard!" And they were like, "It's just salamanders, baby. They don't bite. They don't do nothing. You know what? They bigger than a grasshopper, and more intrusive than a roach." So as far as I'm concerned, them joints need to be outside. They don't need to be on the patio next to me when I'm outside having my coffee. None of that. Like, I am super scary. Like, me and the wilderness, we don't mesh. That is not my jam.
Yeah, and one ran in my house last night. I was not satisfied until I found that thing.
No.
Because I was not trying to go to sleep and find it walking on me.
I hate all things creepy crawly. Like, you know, if it's cold-blooded, like snakes, La Perla Negra's like lizard. Yeah, I do not mess with them joints. Frogs, tadpoles, critters, quacks, alligators, none of that. I am good.
Yeah.
Like, I had an ex who lived in Orlando, and every time I would go to Florida, my mom was like, "You okay?" I'm like, "Not really." They got roaches that fly. Yeah, we don't have flying roaches in Chicago. So, yeah, I'd be like, no, bro, this is not for me. Oh, Lord. But
Lord,
yeah, I had to get back up in here. And I'm going to tell you something. The struggle is real. Sometimes the Blog Talk Lady is crazy. Sometimes there has been a previously scheduled show. Whatever the case was, I appreciate your tenacity. Your feature, Natasha Fletcher. I have to call her Natasha, and I'm going to tell you why. I have a cousin named Natasha. She is my first cousin Patricia's first child, and she had her while we were in high school. We're the same age. We were juniors when she got pregnant and seniors when she became a mom in high school. And when Natasha was born, one of the first things that she said after she said mom and daddy was Gina. So she's part of the reason I'm Gina Storm. So for me, she's got to be Natasha, because I promise you, when somebody has your back like that, and she's one of the people, like when I first came on Clubhouse, she would come to all the spaces. We would be in the same spaces all the time, and I would just say to myself, wow, my God, when I grow up, I'm going to be a poet like her. And I know that I'm older than she is, but it has nothing to do with age. It has everything to do with her soul. She has an old soul. And the spirit that she brings to the microphone is so amazing that it makes me feel like I need to step my game up. So I'm happy to be here for you, baby.
Well, we're happy to have
Say,
you
so
here.
I'm laughing because my mom's name actually is Patricia. So for like 2 seconds, I was like, wait, do you know my mom? But then you said teenage pregnancy. I was like,
no,
Patricia
had Natasha. Oh! I love that. That's not even a coincidence. That's a quirky dink.
That's what I was saying, I was there, quinky dink.
So
well, look,
I do
Gina,
this thing. Sometimes when I come on mics, Lisa, go ahead, Diva.
No, go ahead, because I was just going to ask you what you get ready to go for. So let us know.
No, see, here's the thing. Sometimes I do this thing where I say number one or number two, and Natasha knows this from Clubhouse. So she knows that one is a freestyle and the other is a written piece. I'm not going to do that to her. This is my baby and I love her. And Lisa, for all that you've been through tonight, let me make it easy on you, mommy. So let's just do this. I will let your feature choose what I do. Read a piece or Off the Dome.
Wait, I thought you were going to make it easy on me and maybe not let me choose.
No. You have to choose because I can't.
I don't like choices
you,
with
you,
two.
Y'all going with two? Okay.
All right. I'm going to get out the way. The mic is yours.
I'm sorry. I had to open my garage door because I had this bag of trash I wanted to take out after I spit my piece. Look it. I'm a poet and a daughter. My mom would be like, that steak and garbage is still in the kitchen. No, it's not. I'm taking it out when I finish spit this piece, so let's go. So number two. Ooh, ladies, let's go. I love it here. All right, so I'm going to, let me title this piece simply, I'm Inspired. I'm inspired. I'm inspired by the ladies who have the tenacity to go on even though it feels like the Blog Talk Lady wouldn't allow their show to be a possibility. I'm inspired by the features who come onto a network that they're not indigenous to, but they will still lay down the poetry that they're new to. I am inspired by all of the queens who know that there's this thing that we need to do all the time, not just in March, because even though this is the month that was dedicated to women's history, we make history every single day. I'm inspired by women who have husbands who give them nicknames that they can use on stage or for their pen. I'm inspired by new authors who have a book that just came out and I need to have on a shelf in my house. I'm inspired by women who look like me, inspired by those who are of a lighter or a darker shade of brown, because this is how we get down. We're sisters by another mother or another father. We may not have the same parents, and some of them call us skin folk. It doesn't have to make us kinfolk, but the reality is we pick up our pens and we pick up our mics and we do what we need to every single day, afternoon and night. We unite in the struggle and the battle of being the women of color who sometimes are overlooked and don't get their just desserts. We need to treat each other kindly. We need to give each other inspiration and fix each other's crowns without saying anything. See, we need to be the inspiration to each other the same way that we see other people doing in other races and groups, because I'll be honest with you, it's so hard being a black woman just like it is being a black man, but I don't know anything about that. So, queens, I'm inspired by all of you for the things that you do. And I'm humbled and grateful and thankful for my sisters in poetry, like La Perla Negra, who made it a possibility for me to even grace this mic tonight. So I thank all of you, Lisa Lips, Natasha Fletcher, my baby, and you deserve this feature. We come together and we show each other love because this is what we must. See, it's not optional. It's a necessity. Because we're queens, strain your crown, put your shoulders back, walk with your spine straight, and know that you are royalty, and it's a fact. Because a diva, I couldn't be a queen if I didn't have queens like you making sure that this was a possibility for me. I'm Jenna Storm. Thank you for indulging me. In peace.
Love that piece, Gina. I love the way you come off the top of your head with the greatest little stories. And we appreciate you here in this Women's History Month and all the other things that this calendar has. You know, it is a great thing to be a part of a network where the women kind of have equal footing. And, you know, it's not a he said show, she said show. We all have our own opinions and everybody respects everybody. So, you know, thank you for bringing that to us.
You're welcome, Diva. Thank you for having me. I'm so glad that you got back on track because I didn't know if I was going to make it in queue to spit. I was there. You just couldn't access the callers, and I was one of them. So when Danielle told me, she was like, we're going to straighten it out. It'll be all right. Call back in. I was like, will I
not?
Yeah,
I could see.
All I could think was, is Grits Groceries? Yes, I'm going to be there.
I could see everybody, but I couldn't get to.
You couldn't do anything about it. I understand that, right? Because you understand. So tomorrow night, when me and Just Jay are on, y'all come through.
Absolutely.
Give us a shout out of Hootie Hoop. Same time. It's 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Same call in number here on the Pippin Network. Just Jay and Gina show. Catch us tomorrow night. We'll be having conversation and poetry. If you have anything, an event, a live mic, merchandise, a book, an MP3, send it to us at justjayegenashow@gmail.com, all lowercase. Send us your MP3. We'll play it because we're not DJs. We're PJs. We're poem jockeys. We'll play your track. Come through and enjoy the ride. We do this every other Saturday night. Thank you, Lisa Lips. Thank you, Natasha. I love y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Thanks for coming.
Wow. The storm has blown through. Just Jay and Gina show tomorrow night. We're going to catch some more of it. But right now, we're going to get back to the Unleashed, Becoming the Dragon. So, Yoshi, what piece are you bringing us this time?
Are we still? I'm gonna go to the third section, the dragon.
Okay.
So, following the storyline, or the that I'm trying to portray, at least. So you go from Yoshi to the dragon because the dragon is a fierce creature. And so for me, as I'm honing in and learning the skill sets that I need to be this persona that I'm trying to be on stage, I have to become fierce and fearless, or at least perceived to be. And so that's what the dragon comes in. And yeah, it's a creature that, like, you don't fuck with a dragon. And if you do, you're likely to get burned. You know, so, like, yeah, it just kind of works.
Okay, so with that being said, I'm going to step back so I don't get singed, because these pieces are all from the dragon section of Unleashing, Becoming the Dragon. So the mic is yours.
Thank you. So in this section, I've tried to put the pieces that were either dragon-related or some of the intentionally hardest bars that I think that I wrote, or the best wordplay in my mind. So I'm going to do dragons, literally dragons. You can never really tame a dragon. We are just calm creatures wanting to protect what's ours. I can allow you to love me, teach me, guide me, but that's only if you can gain my trust. And with my trust comes my loyalty, and I will defend you. With these wings, I'll take you to new heights that you see above the clouds, not because you made me, but because I wanted to. But you took my willingness to submit as a weakness, tried to lock me up and chain me, thinking that these mere man-made trinkets could hold me. You forgot that I'm a god on earth. I birthed one element, but I'm a master of all four. With a small breath, I can create a flame. No, Drakkar is needed to smite thee. Oh, you see the fire, now you're scared? You should have never came and fucked with me. I'll burn down your entire town in one sleep. No two fucks will be given, and you use your three strikes. So be afraid. Be very afraid. I tried to give you the beauty, but you had to unleash the beast. Play stupid games, my friend. Win stupid prizes. Congratulations, you've done the impossible. You burned a dragon. Forget those fairy tales you read, full of myths and misconceptions. Too aired up to have a leg in to stand on and understand that this new era shall be legendary. I hope you're not lactose. How are you feeling? Like you're knee-deep in some shit, stomach balled up and not? Please remember, I am not the one to play with. Till you do right by me, cast a spell like my roots come from the boot where they slur the baby. I am real magic. The duality of the fifth element and the evil it is to defeat. The dark side of light work. The grim reaper to escort you to the light. You could have had the whimsical, magical, utterly fantastical, phenomenal, orgasmal honor of my presence, but you just wanted a monster, so watch me eat. Let every sin cast against me be seasoning to my feast. Make it Cajun, blackened even, the spicier the better. You will rue the day you had the audacity to exasperate the sapio serpentine. This won't just be a lyrical lobotomy. It's a full vasectomy. Your manhood's at stake. Check your ego, because once I've crushed it, I'll use your bones to pick my teeth. You couldn't tame, train, or restrain me, so now you want to slay me? Bitch, please. I was lightning before the thunder, no imagination. When I fly, I create hell force ones, and when I land, the earth quakes beneath me. The earth quakes, plural, beneath me. Even the volcano isn't hot enough to erupt without asking. I am the storm, but there is no calm before me. Own the havoc I wreak, and when they ask you what happened, you can say you were singed by Yoshi the dragon.
Ooh, listen, now, I'm glad I'm your friend, because it sounds like to me, if you really want to know what it feels like to be obliterated, then try you. You know, and trust me, I understand. I in my head am a dragon, but for real, like, I'm like a cheap big lighter. You can blow me out in a good wind. Yeah, I talk a big game, and then I heard Monique in one of her comedy specials talking about she couldn't fight when she was in school. All of her friends could fight, and she would wait until they beat somebody down on the ground and run in and get one good lick in. That's me. Because I ain't jumping in it, because I can't. That ain't me. So I'm glad you're my friend. So I can stand back, and then when everybody's already knocked down, I can run in and do that. That punch and run when nobody can fight me back. So what is, I don't know if inspired is the exact right word. I think it's more like what agitated you to this piece.
Honestly, it wasn't even an agitation. Like, sometime after, I was like, maybe I'll call myself Yoshi the Dragon. I don't even remember where it actually came from. I just started, like, thinking about references that people use about dragons and, like, qualities, so to speak. And then towards the end, I got inspiration from some other poets, like Wallace. He has a piece called Lyrical Lobotomy, and so I'm like, that's one of his harder pieces that I enjoy. Like, oh, no, this is just lyrical lobotomy. This goes deeper than that. Atlas, he has a piece that he talks about how cold he is, and so which gave me the idea about the volcano. But yeah,
Okay.
I write a lot of ramblings that just happen to go together.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed that thoroughly, and I made a note to self to not unleash the dragon. I see within our queue here that we have Mr. Lewis Speaks in the wing. So I'm going to bring him in here. What's happening, Mr. Lewis?
What's going on? What's going on? Miss Fletcher.
Hey, love.
I just want to say that is absolutely awesome. I love your pen. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep blessing this poetry community. We need more like you. Much love.
Thank you.
So I'm not going to hold up the process here because I know you came through with something too. So I will step out of the way and adjust the spotlight because you're taller than the rest of us here. And get out of the way and let you have your way with this mic. Mic is yours.
Well, I don't know, you know. Like I said, you know, I'm still new to this, so, you know, I'm still finding my legs or whatever, but, you know, I'm going to bless y'all with a little something. I'll call
you. Need to stop playing and come through here with all this fire every week.
I call this piece the breakup letter. To the woman who took me through 2 years of changes, I hope this letter finds you doing. Nah, scratch that. I don't care no more about the things that you do. Finally free of your lies and the games that you put me through. You have no idea of the nights and the days that I prayed, crying on the altar, pouring out my heart to God, asking why was I being treated this way. It wasn't until I got real with myself that I could finally see that no matter how good of a man I was to you, you would never truly love or want me. Tell the truth for once. If I was never truly the man for you, why did you waste my time? Why string me along like the laces in a fresh pair of Air Force Ones when you knew all along that your heart would never be mine? Girl, you had me in my R&B stage. Your beauty had me screaming, come and talk to me. And I was drawn in by the brown eyes, not knowing that eyes were breaking my heart. knowing that no good could come from this, as I asked you to stay for a little while against my better judgment, and this is why I went wrong from the start. I couldn't leave you alone. It's like your presence was the drug I was fiending for, and I would spend ends that I didn't have to feed this addiction at its core, thinking that you would be forever my lady, that one day we would build a great life together as you would have my babies, and I thought that it meant that we would be. But like Eric Benet said, love don't love me. Love made a fool out of me, as you did. Some things to me that had me completely out of my head. Making love to me but calling out another man's name got me wondering who's been sleeping in my bed. I'm at a total loss for words. And this entire situation was outrageous. You keep talking in your sleep because you said daddy was so contagious. This is the end of the road. And trust me, I don't ever want to see you again. The next time I fall in love, the lady will be my friend. I'm doing just fine as I watched all four seasons change. You made the biggest mistake that your water ran dry and now you're all alone. And you asked if we could try to make it work. But I tell you, love don't live here no more, so it's time for you to get gone. There's a right and a wrong way to love somebody. You took me for granted, and now you'll soon see that if you thought that nobody else would want me or I couldn't get better, you truly don't know about me. Deuces. This is the breakup letter. I am Mr. Lewis Speaks. You've been spoken to. Peace.
Yes, I have been spoken to. Again, remind me not to get on your bad side either. So, was there some truth behind that fit, or were you just speaking on generalities?
Nah, that actually was. I needed some closure from a relationship, and when I wrote that, that's where that piece came from.
Okay. All right. So, yeah, she must have really ticked you off. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well.
Most definitely.
It's a smoking hot piece. Trust me. But again, I hope I never piss you off. You're my friend, and I wanted to stay that way.
Oh yeah, we friends. You cool. I want to say I thank y'all for always showing love when I come through, either on the Inkwell, you know, People's Talk, you know, just Epiphany Radio, for just giving me a platform to share my gift with the world. I just wanted to say thank y'all from the bottom of my heart. And there's people like y'all that push me to improve my pen daily. So I appreciate y'all.
I have a question.
And go ahead.
I might have an answer.
Okay. So when you said the line about I heard several R&B song title references or lyric references, but like when soon you said the sleeping in my bed part, all I heard was the Drew Hill song in the background. Question. It was more of commentary about it. Did you intentionally try to put the song lyrics in, or did it just kind of fit?
Say that again.
So were you intentionally trying to use the song references throughout it, or did they just kind of like happen to fit, and I'm just thinking more into this than what you wrote?
I don't know. Hello? Are y'all there? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Now I couldn't hear her. What was your question, Natasha?
She was asking because there were several song titles and lines from songs. She was wondering if that was an intentional choice.
Oh yeah. Like I said, I just rhyme schemed because everything I was thinking about, every song that I was playing at that time, during that time, it was something that we was dealing with at that time. I was like, whoa. So when I played it back in my head, when I wrote it, I was like, dang. I had to read it again. But yeah, that was kind of just flow, yeah.
we appreciate the talent. I have tried to do things like that, and it never works out for me. And I appreciate that you find a way to put all those pieces together. I may have to come and have a workshop with you and learn how to do that one day.
Hey, I'm still learning on the fly. I think it was a great gift passed along from my dad because he too was a poet or whatever. You know, it's a great gift from God. You know, I've always had a way with words, so to speak. So, you know, sure, I'll pass along what I know. You pass along what you know. Iron sharpens iron.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you coming through and sticking with us tonight. And I'm going to lead you on over here. I don't know what's going on over here in the spill. Paul Cram opened up that brown liquor, and then the music got loud, and I don't know what happened. So
I don't know what's going on, but
you can go over and enjoy.
It's about to be a nice cigar from Louis the 13th. Yeah, it's about to be a nice cigar from Louis the 13th. So that's what it's about to be.
Okay. All right. Well, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Y'all be blessed.
And listen, the heavy hitters are out tonight. I see Mr. Epiphany himself, for real, the poet Douglas. What's happening, boss man?
Baby. Hey, what's going on, baby girl? Take your socks off. What's going on?
It's an honor to have you in here. I think this is the first time you've been on my show.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Girl, I snuck in. I was listening. And I said, look, I'm going to sneak in here because I haven't been to that show and I feel real bad because she's light-skinned and she's done Lisa Lips and everything. And I ain't show yet. You know what I mean? I'm at the broom closet, and I snuck in one of these rooms with the patient. You know, the patient's in a coma, so he don't know what's going on. But, I just want to present and show you some love, you know what I mean?
Well, I truly do appreciate you being here, especially since mm-hmm. we're doing this feature tonight. I'm trying something a little different. I want to make you proud of me.
Oh, I am proud of you. I'm proud of you. Who's the young lady? What's her name?
Natasha Yoshi Fletcher.
Natasha, congratulations on being featured over here. That's what
I'm talking about. I just say Tasha. I don't have to say Natasha.
Yoshi. What would you prefer?
Yoshi, actually.
Yoshi.
I only get called Natasha when I'm in trouble, so, like,
ooh,
you know,
especially
when your mom wants to call the government name, like, yeah, no, you don't have to do that.
I know the feeling. Well, congratulations, Yoshi, on being, you know, featured over here, you know what I'm saying? You know, you're a dope artist. I heard you getting down. Thank you being here and congratulations once again.
Well, look, I know you done came in here with a little something.
Yeah, I got a little something. I'll do some little, you know, I haven't written in 3 or 4 years now, so but I'll do some old for you guys.
It may be old to you, but it may be new to some of us, so. I'm going to get out the way and adjust this mic for you. Here you go. And make sure the spotlight is right because you're the boss. I can't be messing up when you're in here. So the mic is yours.
This piece is titled Love Making. Love Making. I'm kissing my thoughts, the ones that I'm having and the ones that I may have. Deep. Throating them, making all kinds of love in them, all kinds. I'm going all in and I'm thanking the Most High for every minute as I passionately kiss my thoughts while making love. Making love, I said, while making love to life. Love making to life. Kiss it, touch it,
Allow its brilliance to brush upon your skin. Let its warmth, the warmth of his breath, heal what's ailing. Lay your head on his chest and listen to his heart beat within. Share in its vibration. Enjoy the many tantalizing sensations that erupts from within. Feel that? Yeah, that's your soul moaning. Let it happen. Let it happen. Drip. Let it. Let its magic happen. Overflow. Allow that hot lava to flow, yo. Let it go. Like cool running streams can't be controlled. Let go. Let nature work. Good it is on this side of the dirt. Worth living, laughing, loving. God is good. Please believe in something. Weeping willows weep. Don't just live. Live in abundance. You only get one life. So hold it. Kiss it. Touch it. Feel it. Drip. Let it. Make it drip. Make love to it. Shit. Stick your beak in it. You know them pens we use to write with as writers? Stick that in it. Let your ink drip. Get it pregnant. Turn on some neo soul music, slow jam to it, huh? Spin and swing to it, shit. Sing to it, huh? Long ago. And oh, so far away. I fell in love with you before the second show. And your guitar, and you sound so sweet and clear. But you're not really here. It's just the radio. Epiphany. Make the room spin. Swirl it, then dip it, use it. Don't allow it to go stagnant. Grab it by the hand and on one knee propose to it. Your soliloquies and I do's to it. Get nasty, do it. Spasms, have them long and traumatic. Feel the nature in you subsides. Touch it, kiss it, and hug it. Hold it with a tight grip. Make love to it. Make love to life. For real. Don't let it do you. Grab its wrist, bend it over, and you do it. Volcano, let that hot lava flow. And as the steam permeates, take life and look it in the face and hold on to it. Passionate, lightly stroking it until those waves subside in the coolness of that pool that you've been swimming in. Engulf yourself in the fullness of it. It's life. Make it your wife. Your friend, your significant other, your husband, just don't cheat on it, cause life can be a bitch. Let us not forget that it's karma's first cousin. Karma don't play that shit. Make love to life. Make it drip. Then take to the sky on a natural high. Loving you more till the day I die. Take to the sky on a natural high, loving you. Life, new life, make love to it, make it drip, breathe it, live it, love it, life for real, make love to life. See, because I'm living my best life, taking it all in, all that life's ink has to offer. Dipping the instrument that I write with deep into its wetness, not asking, waiting, praying, or begging, just gently deep breaths. Bending it over, and reaching in with both hands up to my shoulders into the sweetness of life's beehive, allowing its sticky to coat these lips as I taste its honey, parting its golden silkiness, putting my head in it. See, I am not fucking around in this lifetime with it. I'm going to get mine from life this time. I'm going to fuck the shit out of it. Bust a nut up in it. Lay it down, spread the legs of it, go down on it all the way down in it. Life has so many flavors. And one by one, I'm going to taste it. Taste it with these lips. Suckle it, life's clit, before I stick this man in its entrance. Moan acoustics, acoustically lyrics, acoustical lyrics, groan, echoes, echo against the walls and shit. And if it likes it, if she likes it, I'll pinch the soft moans of it, the soft mounds of it as I play in it. Hold on to the warm breast of it as life's breath rushes. Talk shit to it. Whose thickness is this, life? Tell me how you want it. Tell me that you need it. I want to be in you as seasons change. Foreplay in the fall, winter and spring. Traversing your walls as summer's gone by. Leaves fall knee deep up in these testicles. Climbing your walls. Watching snow cascade as it falls. It's winter and I'm about to come up in it. Life. Life feels so good when you're living it. I'm about to explode, planting my seed in it. Life. I'm going to get this motherfucker pregnant. Upload all this, unload all this protoplasm I've been holding in. Life and I sharing in all these spasms. We both keep having them. The strongest ever orgasms. Volcanic are her eruptions as she's coming. The blood pressure of life rushing. Passions released, the inner walls of life squeezed. Glistened are the veins of me by her slippery. I'm coming and giving her all of me as we proceed in living this life. Making love, learning to live, living to love, learning to live and love and to love and live, learning to live, love and fuck anything that wasn't included in the above passage. This is my message. Living my best life on a mission and on purpose and living, laughing, loving life shit. Fuck it. Living, loving life shit. Fuck that shit. Living my best life. Fucking it. For real. Life. Making love to it. Love making. Make love to life. For real.
Well, now, we are on one tonight.
Take your socks off.
baby.
Yeah.
Man, Larry, when you come through, you come through.
Thank you, love.
I am very, very, very proud to say that I am tickled to no end that you came through my show and brought all that thunder along with it.
Hey, thank you, love. I appreciate you. Appreciate you being a part of the team and appreciate you being here on this night. And once again, I want to congratulate Yoshi for being featured on this night, y'all. Hey, much love to everybody under the sound of my ears. Under the sound of my voice. I'm sorry, I'm getting old, y'all. But hey, much love, Lisa. Much love, Lisa. You're light skinned and pretty
thing. Much love to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was trying to get here for a long time. I had to work my way up, but now that I'm here, I'm going to keep trying to make you proud.
Hey, you're doing it each and every time you bless the mic, darling. Every time you bless the mic, you do. Much love.
Well,
to
I
you.
Appreciate you. And I guess you got to get back on the plantation.
Yeah, I got to sneak back out there. They're looking for me.
All right, love. Well, I'll get them to hold you some top shelf over there. So if you get a chance to sneak through, you can grab you a glass.
All right, babies. Hey, look.
All right.
Don't forget to take your socks off. Oh, baby. Mm-hmm.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Man, we have been blessed by the man himself. It is for real, the poet Douglas on the mic tonight. Well, Yoshi, he kind of just set up your next segment for us, because now we're going to talk about Godiva. Now, Godiva is how we kind of met.
Correct.
Yeah. So for the folks who don't know, Yoshi and I are both honey drippers. She was part of the new class that just came in. And I met her, Yoshi, from everybody telling me who she was. But then I saw her on stage and realized who Godiva really is. So tell us how you came about this Godiva personality.
Well, of course, you know, the name was given once I was inducted into the group. But my superpower is that you give me something and I can almost guarantee I can figure out a way to turn it into an innuendo or something sexual related, unintentionally most times, but I've started to hone in on it a little bit. So I don't know what that says about me now that I said that out loud, but, I mean, it works. So I use Godiva as the fourth section of the book because if you hear me say Yoshi Godiva, whatever I'm saying after that is probably not safe for work. So you don't bring your kids to. And I use that as like a separator because, like, if you just hear me say just Yoshi or Yoshi the Dragon, I might cuss. I say Godiva. I don't think I'm going to do this around your kids.
Okay, so with that said, Larry kind of opened the door for Godiva to be unleashed. So I'm going to get out the way. Now, which one of these pieces are you going to bring us as Godiva?
I've been debating between wants and needs and manifestation. Which one would you like?
I think I want manifestation.
All right.
All right, mic is yours.
You said you look beautiful today. What I heard was, come. The depth in your tone resonates in my soul. It beckons to me. The vibrato of your growl shakes me to my core. It has me floating like Pepe Le Pew and tripping over my feelings. And if Come Hither had a voice, it would be you. I'm an unrealistic, sapiosexual, so talk to me nice or nasty, the words matter not. You could talk to me about the weather and have me in a rainstorm without an umbrella. You have me seeing sounds and hearing rainbows, and you are the pile of gold at the end. Your voice is Gabriel's horn to my heaven's gates, and just to be around you is my blessing. And I'm ready to sing for you, I mean, sing to you, and this will be my hymn and praises to you. Harmonize with me. I'll match every one of your lows with my highs, creating a melody that brings me to my knees in worship of you. Allow me to be your fallen angel, stripped of my halo and wings, bare before you, receiving gifts of your choosing. Have I been a bad girl? No. But for you, I'm ready to commit a felony if you tell me to. Crimes of passion, anything I have to do to get more of you. I'll steal the stars out of the night sky when you send me out of this world in orgasm after orgasm. But the real crime here is that we have not yet connected to create ecstasy. Because all you said was, you look beautiful today, and manifested a waterfall. Allow me to speak into existence my plans for you. I've never been good in talking in code, so I'll speak it plain and clear. I want you to fuck me. That's a piece.
Plain and simple. So, yeah.
I'm thinking I hit the open side, but, you know, I got to still keep talking.
Yeah, so basically, yeah, I think I've had those thoughts. I just ain't never had the nerve to say any of it out loud. But I feel what you're saying in this piece. Yeah, you think all these things looking at somebody, but they don't really know that you're thinking all these things.
Mm-hmm. The daydreams are real.
So, yeah, so that kind of, yeah. And I do get it, because I'm that person, too, that especially if I've had a drink or two, I will find a way to pretty much turn anything that's being said into some kind of a dirty conversation if I've had a little bit of alcohol. So I get it. And I see now the power of Yoshi as Godiva. So explain to me, was there a subject behind this story, or was this fantasy?
Oh, this was just pure imagination. When I say I write ramblings that just happen to go together, it'll mm-hmm. literally be I heard like three words and then a thought comes into my head and I just run with it. So like somebody probably told me I was pretty one day and I was like, okay. And then just wrote, I have no idea where it came from. It's just pure imagination.
Okay, so... Yeah, that's a lot of fantasy right there, though. So I am seeing a couple more hands up. I think what I want to do is hit this ID, and then we will come back in and do some more poetry here on Epiphany Network. Natasha Yoshi Fletcher tonight and her beautiful new book called Unleashed, Becoming the Dragon. Now, I see a few hands still raised here. Let's see. We have 352. I'm not familiar with this number. Who do we have on the mic? Area code 352. Hey, Stina. Hey, girl.
The fact that Yoshi sound like somebody from the Super Mario game just then.
Listen, I am so glad you made it in here tonight. I've had some technical difficulties. But we are here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We are here. We are live. And I am here for it. I'm glad to be here in the space.
Absolutely. Now, Stina is our sister amongst the drip as well. So this is why we cut up so badly, because we all family. Stina has popped in here, and Yoshi is blowing the mics away. And we got all kinds of folks in the queue doing all they can to keep up with the fire that's happening on the stage. And I'm pretty sure you have brought something of your very own that's going to be setting some more mics on fire. So what have you brought for us tonight?
So since it's Yoshi's feature, I told her about a little piece that I have incorporated almost everybody in the drip. I'm missing a couple of people, and I think I'm going to try to make it work somehow, but I'm going to go ahead and spit that piece tonight.
Okay. All right, well, let me get out of the way here and adjust this spotlight, and the mic is yours.
Thank you, Vanilla Killer. All right, so it's a little filthy, not too much, but just a little bit.
So do you need to what for sign down?
Not necessarily a wet floor sign, but maybe a, you know, like a proceed with caution. All right. I'm in a mood. A filthy kind of mood. I know a beast of a man. He wasn't Hulk, but that ninja said Rux smash, and you can smash away, daddy. His tongue felt so infamous, giving me sporadic rare epiphanies. He made me sing like a sweet, sweet songbird while he licked his lips that serviced me. I can't lie. He tasted like pretty provocative poetry as he kissed me. In his eyes, I was his melanated mahogany soul, a chocolate ebony goddess, his queen S, taking my place on his face as my throne. As he took me and delivered thrashings like an erotic shinobi, I could barely breathe. I called his name Eros, shooting Cupid's arrow. He picked me up and turned me over, smacked them cheeks. He was solid and big swole. Hey, Geronimo. And all I could do was melt. I'm going to start calling him Mr. Flip as we both took a road trip to destination trip. And as he claimed me and called me his honey dip, I was the pressure to make his prince wet. This oasis is your honey pot, baby, and my pound cake comes ready to eat. If he was walking erotica, I'd open the door and salute him like a general. About face, ace, your face in my secret place, awaiting the dragon's release. Intense thrusting, planting his seed in my black rose. Whew. I think I better close that diary entry. I'm getting flashbacks of him blowing out my back as I was biting my pink lips. We did our dirty, filthy deeds. He smiled, quenched, locking eyes, softly speaking, exhaling, my angel. To be continued. And that's that piece with Steena, baby.
Well, now, yeah. So, yeah.
See,
that was smoking hot.
I knew one on each side of the stage. Mm-hmm.
None of us were safe in that piece.
Listen, I was trying to put everybody off up in there. You hear me? I'm missing a few people. I'm going to try to make it work. That's why I put to be continued, because I don't think I'm done with it yet. So once I, you know, put some more folks off up in there, slide up on in that thing, then I think it'll be complete then.
That's the first piece I've heard you do in a while that you weren't singing through it. So that was a new thing for me. So I see what the inspiration was. It was the challenge to put all of us in it. But the story itself is amazing.
Thank you. I know Sarah Poundcake, Mystic, whichever one we're going to call her, but we're going to call her Poundcake tonight. I know she has a piece with everybody's drip name or whatever name that we know them by in a piece that she has. And I was like, I wonder if I could do something like that. So that's when I start, you know, gaining my ideas and thinking of everybody's name from like Win22, Drip U, and some of the other classes, older, more the established classes as well as the new classes that was coming in, and to see if I could, you know, go ahead and just put everybody's name in there. I'm calling all y'all out, all of y'all.
Well, it was amazing, and I look forward to whatever continuation happens with it. I'm sure that if we ever get to see you do it live, there will be a whole lot of folks in the room blushing.
Listen, when I feel, because I feel like my mind is about like 65, so when my 65 mind decides it want to act like it's 25, listen, this memory going to be right, and this memory going to be on point, honey, and I'm going to just be pointing everybody out, so be ye ready, okay?
The cool thing if you actually try to this in person, you could like literally just look at who's in the room and like almost freestyle a little bit. That would be dope.
Right.
Well, pretty much any direction you look, you're going to see one of us when we're all in a bunch anyway. So, yeah, I look forward to watching the reactions, especially when you hit the arrows line, because he's going to lose his mind.
I know. No, but I'm going to get that thing together. But it has been nothing less.
One side, you going to take the other.
Who?
Right. Yeah, Shinobi. Shinobi and Eros had already had one argument over your side.
Listen, you know Mariel is not playing when it comes to that left one, though. He is not playing. Like, legit, when we was at the room and, like, he got up and Logan came in. And I didn't care. He was laying down on me. I was just like, oh, yeah, come on. So, and then, listen, Mariel came back and was like, hey, yo, I'm going to need you to move.
And was not
playing
at all.
Period. But it has been nothing less than a joy and a pleasure. I appreciate the space. I'm so glad I was able to come in on the night that you were doing it. I've never done it with you before, so this has got me really excited. And I definitely plan on listening to more dope poetry from the one and only Yoshi, a.k.a. Goodbye.
Well, we appreciate you coming through.
All I heard you say that you wanted to do it with me, and the answer is yes. Okay, yeah. Never mind. I'm sorry.
Yes, please. I was going to let that slide, but okay. But, yeah, I really do appreciate you coming through, Stina. And thank you. Do you have any live performances coming up you want to promote real quick?
Okay, so let me go ahead and plug it on in. So anyone who would like to follow me, I am on TikTok as Ms. Jonae, and I'm also on Instagram as Stina Jonae 85. And I have music out on all platforms. My latest single is Doing Me. I have also collaborations with other indie artists. And I have some more things that are brewing and coming up. And I do have some live performances that are coming up this month, actually on the 23rd. And there is going to be a really, really, really big event that I am kind of on the back end of, and I'm really excited about it. I can't say too much about it right now, but y'all definitely keep your eyes open and keep your ears open for the good news that's going to be coming soon. So, yeah, I'm going to be tapping into some things coming this year. So y'all be on the lookout. Follow me if you've heard something that you've liked already. And, yeah, we up. It's up and it's stuck, gang, in my sincere voice.
Well, we appreciate you, and we will follow you and figure out what all you're doing. You have been busy as a bee in the last little while. I even saw you doing singing telegrams.
Yes, singing telegrams. I think I'm going to make that a more permanent service for whoever would like it instead of it being just a Valentine's Day thing. So that's also another thing. I do virtual singing telegrams. So if there is a song that you would like me to sing, I am more than willing to do so, as well as, you know, do like a customized greeting or a message that is catered just to the person that I'm doing the singing telegram for. I did a few of them for Valentine's Day, and it turned out really, really, really well. They had nothing but really good and positive things to say about it, and they loved it. I mean, who doesn't like a nice serenade? So there is a listing of songs that I have posted on my page. And, you know, you can pick a song from this, from that song list. And it is, it's actually really dope. So anyone who's listening and interested, definitely give your girl a holler. And we can, you know, talk business.
All right. All right, Miss Stina. Well, I appreciate you. And I'm going to escort you on over here to the Still Lounge. I know the liquor is flowing. Paul Cram and them is over there running the bar. The music is loud. Maybe you can sing a few songs while you're over there.
Yes, ma'am. A good old two-step.
All right, ma'am. Well, you have a beautiful, beautiful evening. And one love, one mic to you.
One love, one mic.
Man, that was a surprise. I was not expecting Miss Stina Jonae. Now, we have 15 minutes before the Blog Talk Lady kicks us out of here again. So if you really want to hang in and catch the rest of this show, you need to call 319-527-6300. And if you got something you want to say, press that 1, or else Blog Talk Lady's going to kick you off. So I see in the queue that we have Jay, Just Jay from the Just Jay and Gina Show. Hey, darling, what's happening with you? Thanks for hanging in.
Oh, man. You know, it's been a great show. This has been the most active show I have been on in a minute. I mean, I have been going over rivers and through dales to go ahead and keep up with this interview that you're giving of our sister Natasha here. Hey, Natasha, how you doing, lady?
Hey, so before you go to your cousin, so I have to take my hat off to you. Your room in Small House is one of the first rooms that I felt welcomed in when I started this journey with you and Wallace. And it was a random room, and, like, Russell was there. And, like, y'all really made me feel like, hey, I want to come back to this. And so, y'all, that room was actually one of the first ones I was in. And if it wasn't for y'all and making me feel welcome, who knows if I would have even made it to here today. So, thank you.
Hey, I appreciate it. The very first time I met you, I modded you. It just took a little bit to see that you had the stuff it took. I mean, the charisma, the personality, plus you were quick-witted with it, you know what I'm saying? That was everything that was needed. That was all I needed to see. You're still not saying you're a poet. I think I remember you hearing you earlier. You're still not a poet, right?
Nope, still not. Almost 3 years in, still not.
I know. I'm just making sure, man. You are hella consistent. That's another thing. And you're consistent as hell, too. Hey, Lisa.
Well, listen.
You survived the hell-raising show.
Yes. It has been a roller coaster ride in here tonight. But we have laid down the story behind this book, and we've gotten to know a lot more about Yoshi, and the poetry has been on fire, and I know that you are going to continue in that vein. So what have you brought for us tonight?
All right, I have a poem called What Is In A Touch. I heard For Real go, and that changed my poem. And then Stina with that changed my poem, too. So right now, collectively just scared. I'm just about to go ahead and get into this poem. I should have pressed one early. I'm telling you, I kept on putting it off. It just kept getting worse. I'm like, ah, I should go ahead and fake an injury.
Well, you have finally made it to the mic, so I'm going to get out of your way and let you have your way with this microphone. The mic is yours.
All right. Appreciate you, Queen. A well-deserved feature, Yoshi. What is in a touch? When fingertips glide over hilly terrain, following the contours of your melanated Makeda, flown by eye with the steady hand of an aviator, leaving behind goosebump-like chemtrails in you, my love, are the theater of engagement. As my sortie of digits fly over your stretched face-down form, and you, naked as the day you were born, tonight, you will sing for me. As your gas rip through the air like paper tearing, while you bear your joy audibly, guiding me through thistles with chirps and whistles. Jungle music. Now that's one of the sweet spoils of war and of my wonder. I wonder, in this quantity, would your melanin truly have flavor? A flavor that only a soldier such as myself should savor. I present a memory stored in my saber. Thoughts of you carried this soldier on firework-filled nights. Now tonight, I'm here fully bayoneted as I kiss the nakedness of your neck, tasting its slippery, smooth texture as I snort primal language in your nape, as I start my amphibious assault into your brackish seas, waiting in your waters for the right time. You see, I'm waiting for the tide to come in, only for when it's right to come in. Occasionally sipping the marsh water, becoming one with my environment, being as patient as the bush I am hiding in, as we observe radio silence, only eye contact, gestures and taps, till we reach the point of no return, when we detonate our explosive ordinances deep in your bunker, as we say, job well done. Poem.
And again, it has gotten even hotter in here. I thought I could leave my water shoes in the closet tonight, but I was wrong. So, yeah, you did that.
Thank you.
I am always in awe of your poetry because you tell such beautiful, vivid stories. But I did not need such vividness in that piece.
I think I don't know how to do it right yet.
I did not see any wrong turns happening in that piece.
All right. It's so kind of awkward.
So where did that piece come from, if I may ask?
Trying to see if this was a prompt or not. Oh, this is when we were pushing the sensory sensual, and this right here was supposed to make your skin feel stuff. You're supposed to, you know, have taste, sensations on the skin, all that different type of stuff. So, like when I was talking about like the steady hand of an aviator leaving behind goosebumps like chemtrails on your skin, you know, everybody has had that moment where those goosebumps come up, and if you could just even get a glimpse of that, then mission accomplished.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it reminded me of an actual goosebump moment in my life. I was in a store looking bad, trying to rush and get out the store, and somebody walked up behind me and ran their finger up the back of my arm, and I knew immediately who it was, and I had not seen that man in probably 5 years at that point, but I knew it was nobody but him.
Muscle memory.
Mhm. And I was looking like 3 miles of bad road that day, but anyway.
Oh, man. Yeah, so, hey, Yoshi, I appreciate you for everything you did in the community, and sorry I missed your Mike Gwynn thing, but we already know. We already know. Much love to you, lady, and everything that you've been doing.
Oh, no, you're good. That's what replays are for. But, no, I do appreciate you. I don't get to see you as often now, but yeah.
Because you're a big movie star and everything. I got to catch up with you on interviews and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right, Jay, what you got going on in Epiphany here?
Well, on Epiphany I have going, tomorrow. Oh, man, we're going to have a real adult conversation about some real adult things tomorrow concerning relationships. We've been trying to edge it over to the sex thing. We've been talking about sensual matters and the rest of that, and it's been holding form. So we're going to go ahead and push it over into deeper waters and see if it still holds up. But, you know, I think we're ready for it. I think the Boatrice community is ready for it. Hopefully, you know, some people who are in relationships show up. Some people who want to be in a relationship can go ahead and ask some of them places where that question might be a little awkward. It won't be that way Saturday.
Okay. All right. Well, I think I might try and slide through. Saturdays are usually hectic, but I'll try and slide through. I ain't in no relationship, so maybe somebody can say something that'll help me along the way.
Oh, we need everybody's point of view for this one, for real.
All right.
Hey, sis,
right, well,
I appreciate the time. I'm about to slide and glide.
All right. Well, one love, one mic. So we're going to do some relationship talking tomorrow night. So I think I'm going to try and jump on in there with Just Jay. So, Yoshi, we're getting close to the end here. So what things did you want to plug? Because I know you got your hands in a whole lot of stuff.
I don't like the way that sounds. I don't do that much. But, no, I just want to say you can get the book online at www.natashainspired.com, or you can catch me in person. I have some copies on me. I will be out and about on the 28th. I have a book signing in Montgomery, and then I'll be in Atlanta on the 30th with the Drip family. I think Prince Drippy is featuring at Sensual Saturdays with the General, Jason Moan and Walker Erotica. I'll be in Mobile tomorrow night with Ebony and her troupe. So yeah, if you have something going on, let me know. I would definitely slide through. Follow me on the social medias, Yoshi519 on Instagram, the artist known as Yoshi on TikTok. I gotta do better about posting videos, so there's a little bit there, but not much. Yeah, I think that's about it. I don't have a talk show or anything like that. Do I get?
Okay, well, you got a whole lot going. I'm gonna try and figure out how to get to some of this stuff, and take my two cents worth out there. But I appreciate you. This feature has been amazing, and even though we had a rough time with it, we made it do what it do, as Larry would say, and it has been amazing to have you here. And I think what I want to do is close out with a little short piece of mine, and then we can get out of here on time tonight. So this is an alliteration piece. This was something we were playing with one day amongst the drip, and so it's never been spit before. It's a little short piece that I call alliteration. Fallaciously sexual scenes show she seeks satisfaction. She sends shockwaves so subtle someone should see she's seriously sinful. So she shudders softly, showing sensual sensations, sucking souls surreptitiously. She's so sexy. Sensational. And that's at peace. So, again, thank you, Yoshi, for coming through and sharing your wonderful book. Post in the event page, if you can, all the information on how they can get a hold of your book. And I will definitely repost it to help you out. And we're going to kick this thing out of here with a little bit of music. Is there anything else you want to tell us before we go?
No, thank you for having me. And okay, bye.
I forgot about your signature. All right. Well, we got 90 seconds before the Blog Talk Lady kicks us off. So I love you guys, and one love, one mic.
Oh, fantasy. I'll take you there to that ecstasy. Oh girl, you blow my mind. I'll always be your freak.